The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Book. I'm joined by Sonny Bunch, and we're here to talk about the Nobel Peace Prize, which has exchanged hands this afternoon officially. The reason we're bringing Sonny in to talk about it is that, unbeknownst to a lot of people here, Sonny actually received a Nobel once upon a time.
It's true.
What was for? What was what land did you bring peace to? Oh, physics.
It's physics.
Okay,
this was physics. I've done a lot of work with muons and neutrinos. Sam, okay. People don't know that about me. They think I'm just movies, but
yeah, that's for another podcast. So backstory here is the actual recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, the Venezuela opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. She was in Washington, D.C. today. She was in D.C. because her country, if you haven't been aware, is undergoing a bit of turmoil. Donald Trump removed the leader of it.
What happened?
It was on a Saturday. We all woke up. You might have missed it. It happened. And we seem to have moved on. And she's here in D.C. to sort of, you know, make the case that they should practice democracy in Venezuela and let people vote. And she's experiencing a bit of a rough reception from the White House, which has no inclination to try to, like, you know, help her out and become the leader of her country at all. So what did she do? She today presented Donald Trump with her Nobel Peace Prize because Donald Trump covets the Nobel Peace Prize and he accepted it. So let's watch the video of her explaining what she did today. And then Sonny, I get your reaction on the end of it.
Maria, did you offer to President Trump your Nobel Peace Prize?
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize, and I told him this. Listen to this. 200 years ago, General Lafayette gave Simon Bolivar a medal with George Washington face on it. Bolivar, since then, kept that medal for the rest of his life. Actually, when you see his portraits, you can see the medal there. And it was given by General Lafayette as a sign of the brotherhood between the United States, people of the United States, and the people of Venezuela in their fight for freedom against tyranny. And 200 years in history, the people of Bolivar are giving back to the heir of Washington a medal, in this case, a medal of the Nobel Peace Prize, as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
All right, there you have it. She gave him her Nobel Peace Prize. I'm like stunned by this.
It's funny. The word covet's a good one there because it really is a Gollum precious situation where Donald Trump is like, my precious Nobel Peace Prize. We don't spend enough time just thinking about how completely insane this presidency is. Like we do in some, you know, in some, we understand on some level how insane it is. But like South Park had a whole bunch of episodes that were over the top insane, like lines of business leaders coming into the Oval Office to give Donald Trump gifts of gold and the such. And, you know, the ICE advertisements where they were just pulling randos off the street and being like, here's some guns, here's some camouflage, go get the immigrants. And like, we're all like, haha, this is funny, but oh, it's a little over the top. And it's 100% true. It's all coming true. The Nobel Peace Prize thing. I mean, first off, it's the most pathetic thing in the world, because this is all his Obama fixation, right? His thinking was Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing in his first year in office. Why have I not also been given the Peace Prize for stopping the 8¼ wars that I've stopped? I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. So what he has done, and I feel so bad. I feel so bad for this woman who is just trying to save her country from the insane Chavismo warlords who have taken it over. She's just like, please help us, president. Here is the Nobel Peace Prize. Will you help now? And he takes it like it's such mob boss behavior. It drives me totally bananas.
No, it's nuts. And I'm just like, it's the most crass thing in the world for him to accept it. It's one thing for it to be offered, which is grotesque that she felt compelled to offer it to him because she knows that he would like it. It's another thing for him to be like, thank you, I will accept your Nobel. any decent human being would be like, absolutely not. You earned this. Like, this is silly. I'm just doing this for shits and giggles. Don't worry.
What's he going to do with it? Is he going to wear it? Is he going to put it around his neck? Is he going to wear it around the White House? Is he going to have it framed and be like, my Nobel Peace Prize? Is this going to go into the Hall of Presidents that he has set up and be like, Donald Trump, who has received the Nobel Peace Prize this is so insane that even the Nobel Award people are like,
the Nobel Peace Center.
We've awarded the Nobel Peace Prize not to Donald Trump. They didn't actually say this, but they've got the
I'll
Nobel.
Read the tweet. I'll
they've
read
got the
tweet.
Nobel Peace Prize.
I'll read the Thank tweet. You. It's from the Nobel Peace Center, which awards the Nobel Peace Prize. And they put out a tweet today, clearly anticipating that this was going to happen. It was at 6 a.m. today. And they said, you know, a lot of lead up about, you know, the diameter and the weight and all that stuff of it and why Alfred Nobel is the portrait and so. And then they go, but one truth remains. As the Norwegian Nobel Committee states, once a Nobel Prize is announced, it cannot be revoked, shared, or transferred to others. The decision is final and stands for all time. Medal can change owners, but the title of Nobel Peace Prize laureate cannot. So they knew this was coming. Again, though, Trump, like the most egomaniacal human being on the planet, accepted it and probably will put the range of possibilities here is endless, but you could easily see him, for instance, changing his Twitter bio to say he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. He obviously is going to display it
recipient.
In some variety.
Recipient.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that's crazy about this, there's so much that's nutty about this, is that she was photographed, Machado's photographed leaving the White House today after her meeting with Trump. And what is she holding? She's holding this red bag with the Donald Trump signature on it. He gave her some like Donald Trump ties or something, or, you know, some stupid shit.
I'm sorry, I may have missed this. Have we learned what was in the bag?
No, we don't. What do you think's in the bag?
I honestly,
what's in the bag?
Because I can't imagine he actually gave her anything of value, and he certainly didn't give her like here's you know the pass to the presidency. Because again, we have to just remember what the context here is. The context is we removed the president of Venezuela. We went in, we killed a bunch of guys, we took him home. And we can argue about whether or not that's a good or a bad thing. And then Donald Trump was just like, we're going to leave his second in command in charge. And also, we're going to take the oil. And also, we're going to take the oil. And the money from the oil is going to go into a slush fund held by the Qataris that I'm going to control, that Congress isn't really going to have anything to do with. This whole sequence of events is completely bananas. But the bag, I'm sure I really want to know what's in the bag, because I can't imagine
What's the worst thing that could be in the bag? Like the most ridiculous.
White House pens. Here's some White House pens. Here's a bag of White House M&Ms. You know the White House M&Ms? I've always wanted a bag of the White House M&Ms. I don't know that I would trade my Nobel Prize in physics for the bag of M&Ms. I don't think I would do that. But I swear to God, it has to be something like that.
It's got to be. I think it's got to be like. It's like the Melania Trump DVD that's coming out of her movie.
Signed by screener. She got a screen. She got an advanced look.
Hey, Machado, No one's seen this. It's for you.
No one's seen this. I want to get. Could you give me your take? I just think it would be. It has to be something really chintzy. Maybe he took a picture of himself wearing the medal and signed it, and did his inscription to Machado. I need to know what's in that bag. I need to know what's in that bag.
I want to know.
I got it. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the box?
He put up a post on True Social just recently. It's nothing revelatory. It says, it was my great honor to meet Maria Corina Machado of Venezuela today. She's a wonderful woman who has been through so much. Maria presented me with her Nobel Peace Prize for the work I have done. Such a wonderful gesture of mutual respect. Oh my God. It's painful. There is a historical parallel. Actually, there's not really a historical parallel. The closest parallel to this was this famous story involving Robert Kraft, the owner of Patriots, who went, I reread this after this, went and visited Russia, some sort of business. He knew some businessman who was doing business in Russia. Went over there, he met Vladimir Putin, showed Putin his Super Bowl ring. Putin asked to try it on, put it on his finger, this is all according to Kraft, and said, you could kill someone with this. And then he put it in his pocket and left.
And I showed it to him and he put it on and he sort of enjoyed it, so he kept it on.
And apparently, Kraft, according to Kraft's retelling of this, he was like, what the fuck? Like, that kind of means something. He didn't say it's to Putin, but he was like trying to figure out how to get it back. And the Obama State Department was like, it would be best if you just consider that a gift to the Russian delegation and just leave it at that. In this case, we're Putin, and the gift is not a Super Bowl ring. It's a Nobel fucking Peace Prize. Oh, my God.
We can debate which is more valuable. We could have that argument. It really is Donald Trump admires. And so the Putin thing was the first thing I thought of when I saw this, because I was like, this is exactly what happened with Kraft. This is the Kraft Putin story, except he orchestrated it all specifically to do this. It's not like Putin didn't
That's true. Yeah.
Putin didn't call Kraft
organize it
to Russia and was like, hey, why don't you come here and give me your Super Bowl ring? Instead, it was just, they were just chatting, and Putin, because he thinks people are there to give him things because they usually are, was like, oh, this is nice, I'll take it. This is entirely different. This is Donald Trump was like, I deserve this. It'd be really a shame if something happened to your country, like it got thrown into turmoil and chaos, if I didn't get this Nobel Peace Prize. And
Well, everyone who's been part of this should be embarrassed. This is embarrassing. It's so crass. It's so pathetic and weak and silly. But here we are.
I'm sorry. Just one, because this is the thing that drives me the craziest, is that for the longest time, even during Trump won, I would always say, I refuse to be embarrassed for America. Like, this is not, Donald Trump does not, he's not representative of all of us, even if he's the president, even if he's doing terrible. I am actually embarrassed. I am embarrassed for America. I am embarrassed for America with all of the Greenland stuff. This is all happening in the backdrop of like threats of doing something to take Greenland away from Denmark. It's insane. It's insane. And it is truly just like shameful stuff.
Yeah. It's gauche. It's really gauche. All right, Sonny, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for doing this. Go back to being a dad and stuff. I got to do the same with my end. Everyone who watched, thank you for watching. Subscribe to the Bulwark YouTube page where you get ridiculous content like this. If you think we deserve a Nobel, leave it in the comments. We appreciate that. Talk to you later.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.